It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. Governor Jerry Brown unveiled his budget proposal at the state capitol yesterday with more spending cuts to California welfare and health care programs for the poor. Jenny O'Mara has more from Sacramento.
Governor Brown says California's budget deficit has dropped from more than $20 billion to just over $9 billion. Now he's proposing more than $4 billion in cuts that would include reductions in Medi-Cal, CalWORKs, and subsidies for child care for the poor. He acknowledged the cuts will be painful.
When we have to reduce our spending, that spending is going to come from programs that are doing good in schools and health care, in all the other areas that constitute public service.
Brown's plan also relies on a proposed November ballot measure, which would ask voters for increased taxes on sales and high incomes. If that fails, Brown says he would cut another $5 billion in spending, including money for public schools and universities. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Mara.
The California State Association of Counties is suspending its effort to qualify a ballot measure that would constitutionally guarantee funding for Governor Brown's public safety realignment program. Instead, they'll discuss supporting the governor's tax initiative, which includes the same funding protection. Brown assured each of the 58 counties that his plan has a strong chance of passing, and another advantage.
There's a principle that I find is always true, and that is more money is better than less money. And there's more money in my initiative, and there's less money in your initiative. So, but everything you got, we got, plus.
Under the ongoing realignment program, counties are now responsible for low-level criminals formerly under state control. Both initiatives would prevent the state from someday raiding those county realignment funds. That's the California Update. We've got the full audio of Governor Brown's proposal at northbayvoice.org. I'm Mark Prell.